Zondervan presents Diviner by Brian Davis. Read by Fred Stella. 1. Corin stood at the brink of a precipice and stared into the darkness below. Only inches in front of her black boots, a stairway descended sharply into the seemingly endless void. The rocky steps appeared to be hundreds of years old, narrow, crumbling, without rails or even walls, the bare sculpted stone jutting downward into the chasm before being swallowed by the eerie darkness. Floating a few feet above the stairs, globules of vaporous light streamed toward her, each one stretching out like a comet, a shining head of shimmering radiance followed by a glowing tail. Wiggling like tadpoles, they seemed to swim in the air, and as the first one passed by, it orbited her face, brushing her skin with a tickly buzz. A soft voice emanated from the tadpole's radiant head, like a whisper from afar. "Has Exodus caused our pain? Will it ever return?" Then, after a final brush against her cheek, the stream flew toward the wall behind her, a sliding barrier that someone had left open, as if anticipating her arrival at the Northlands castle. The parade of elongated globules flowed through the opening, some pausing at Corin's spot at the top of the stairway before joining the escaping herd. The rush sounded like a crowd of people hurrying by, with only snippets of their private conversations reaching her ears as they passed. "If the genetics are pure, we can force the recessive to survive.
I will take the eggs to Darksphere."